Hello, everybody. So local elections in much of England are being delayed by the Labour government. Begs the question, why? I'm not sure if local elections have ever been delayed apart from during coronavirus. So some people regard it as scandalous and undemocratic, like an attack on democracy. Now, it's true that there's been a shakeup of local elections. So new local authorities, some places are going unitary authority, whatever. And so these local councils would be then serving in a council that's going to be wound up only a year later. So the former Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, said it's a waste of money. Now, it's true that elections cost money, so it'd be cheaper if you never had elections. So in dozens of local council areas, the elections have been cancelled for the 7th of May this year. Now, the Conservative Party and Reform United Kingdom have said Labour is doing this because Labour's petrified. They're going to be absolutely trashed. So the roughly 20,000 local councils in the United Kingdom and about 5,000 up for election each year. Now, admittedly, the timing in Northern Ireland and Scotland is different from in England. I'm not sure about in Wales and so on. So some councils have elections every year, some have a year every fourth year or whatever. It's confusing because there's roughly one council for every, 3,000 voters, not people, voters. So excluding children, excluding people who can't vote for citizenship reasons, are just not on the electoral register. So you could have a ward of 3,000 voters for one councillor, a ward with two councillors and 6,000 voters, a ward with roughly 9,000 voters and therefore three councillors and something like that. And sometimes elect one of those councillors each year. And then the fourth year elect a county council above that. Sometimes they abolish the borough council and the county council and merge it together to make it a unit authority. It's all very confusing, the different layers of this and even parish councils below that. So they're rejigging this. And for example, Surrey has been split up into West Surrey and East Surrey, as in two unitary authorities. For example, the borough council doesn't control the library, but it does control some things like bin collection, whereas your county council controls the library, but not bin collection and social care, blah, blah, blah. So there's this big shakeup. Is there some electoral calculation in it? Well, almost certainly there is. There's in almost every political decision, that is an element in it. You'd be mad, possibly idiotic as a politician if you didn't think about that. Say, well, we're just providing the best for the people. Okay, which presumably you think is going to redound to your advantage. But sometimes people don't know what's good for them, and what actually is beneficial to them is something they won't appreciate, they'll vote against. So, but by delaying the election for a year, Labour might make it worse for themselves, appear to be cowardly, appear to be denying democracy and so forth, and save up more resentment and anger for next time. On the other hand, maybe they'll calculate things will run their way. The economy is growing a little bit. Is that going to speed up? Illegal immigration, could that come down? Maybe not. More like legal immigration has come down, continue going down, and they could reap the benefit of that. They might have a more popular leader by May 2027. Okay, there could be ructions in the Conservative Party. Reform United Kingdom is already dipping in the polls as it continued on a downward trajectory. So that could work for Labour Party. Their mutterings in the Liberal Democrats, they're not satisfied with Fred Davey. He's just got no airtime. The party's going nowhere. That discontent amongst Labour voters is translated to increased support for the Greens and not for the Liberal Democrats. So various things could start to work in Labour's favour. So maybe it's not as crazy as you might think. Okay, so what do you think? Is it right to delay this? Even the Second World War, they weren't delayed. Only in COVID to stop people going around and spreading the disease, they didn't do it. So it's a really, really big deal. In some local government act from about 2000, this is an obscure clause allowing the government to postpone these elections. Under extraordinary circumstances, not saying what these exceptional circumstances are, but it's not intended to simply be for partisan reasons because it's beneficial to the governing party. So people say that they are abusing this legislation for nakedly one-sided reasons. It's just for the advantage of the Labour Party and not for the betterment of the public. What do you think? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.